me and you. He's writing to this believer that's in Christ Jesus. And he's saying, here's why I pray for you. Verse 16. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. What is that? According to all the fullness of God that is in Jesus Christ. That he would grant you what? That he would grant you to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. According to what? By what measure? By the riches, all the riches of glory. According to this measure, is the fullness of God in Christ? Then Paul is saying, according to that fullness, I am praying for you that God will strengthen you in the inner man according to all the fullness of God. Out from that fullness. Hallelujah. Let me listen, honey. Listen to me. The veil is gone. The curtain, the veil that said, you cannot come here, is gone. The veil that hid the glory, that denied entrance into the glory, is gone. It's not found in Christ. Paul says, I'm praying according to the fullness of the glory of God. That God would strengthen you in the fullness of his glory. Hallelujah. Religion has become a veil in and of itself, telling you you can't come here. The veil is done away. That's what the cross is all about. The veil is done away. Hallelujah. Oh Lord Jesus. That's why Jesus in John 10 said, I am the door. He was referring to the door of the house in Exodus 12. See if you can hear this. He was pointing back to the door in Exodus 12. Before the law, before the tabernacle, before Sinai, he was pointing to this door of this house. And all that was required was the blood of the Lamb. And there was no veil. There was, do you understand, there was no veil here. The veil came with the law. The veil came because of disobedience. The veil came with Moses. The veil came with Sinai. But before the law, before disobedience, when God said, Israel is my son, even my firstborn, and redeemed them from the death of Egypt, here, this door and this house had no veil. They could all enter in through the blood into the house and eat the flesh. Hallelujah. My God, honey, they were the glory of God. They were the glory of God. You understand that? There's no veil in this house. The veil came with the law. And it remained until the cross. But with the cross and the death of the old man and the resurrection of the new, the veil is done away. And yet we have ministry today who are determined to bring the veil back and put it upon your heart so that you cannot see the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Paul is saying, I'm praying. My whole reason for prayer is that God might give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, that God might enlighten the eyes of your understanding. He's praying that right here, because there's no veil here except the one on our natural heart, the one that religion has put there. What put the law on Israel? What put the veil on Israel's heart? The law. The law. The law came because of what? Disobedience. But with the cross came obedience. He became obedient unto death. Even the death of the cross. What did Israel cease being obedient to? They started out obedient to the blood. They started out obedient to the death of the Lamb. But in their journey, they ceased to obey. They become disobedient. Their disobedience was to the door, to the blood. You understand? They ceased being obedient to the death of the cross. They ceased being obedient to the death of the Lamb. And the result was the law. And the result of the law was the veil. Because you cannot, in disobedience, see the face of God. So the veil was there. But hon, the obedient one has come. Yeah. The obedient one has come. Obedient to the death. Even the death of the cross. Once again, the door was open for all who would enter in by His death, in obedience to His death. Hallelujah. To live here in Christ by the faith of the Son of God. The veil taken away. Beholding Him. Beholding the fullness. Beholding the glory. Being transformed inwardly. In the inner man, Paul says. In the inner man. Transformed. According to all fullness. Hallelujah. Yes. To become the expression of that fullness. The expression of that reality. The ministry of that reality in the earth. Hallelujah. It's all here. We need not get out of these verses. Verse 17. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. See, hon, Christ is in you. There's no doubt. The Spirit of Christ is in you. If you are born again, you are born again of the Spirit of Christ. Christ is in you. Here it is, dear brother. Here it is. Here's the order of spiritual life. First, we enter in through the door. The door is being obedient to His death. Being baptized into His death. Having our soul saturated in His death. That's the first step of spiritual life. Entering in through the door. Why do you say it's the door of His death? Because it has blood on it. Because it's the slain Lamb. We're making His death my death. Up to the time I enter the door, up to the time I truly come to Christ, Adam's death is my death. I told you yesterday, honey, you're going to be dead one way or the other. One way or the other. Adam's death is the death of disobedience. It's the death of sin. But the death of the Lamb is the death of obedience. He is dead unto sin. Now which death shall you choose? One is unto damnation. Separation from God. The other is unto fullness. The other is unto God dwelling in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I choose His death as my death. With Him I die. With Him I'm crucified. So that here it is no longer me, but it is Christ living in me. New birth. That's the second term, new birth. New birth is Christ living in me. Why must Christ live in me? Because I'm dead. Because I have no life. I'm dead with Him. I must be born from above. Only a new birth will work. The new birth is Christ. Christ. Hallelujah, living in me. Now you understand all this is synonymous in its working. It's a work of the Spirit. But when we look at it in the Scripture, we see that the working of the Spirit in salvation is according to a divine order. And He awakens our soul to that understanding. And we see, we understand that salvation is first about me entering into His death, being baptized into His death.
But
then it is not me that is raised up. Romans 6. It is Christ who is raised up. Hallelujah. A new birth. A new creation. You understand? Life coming out of death. Hallelujah. And then there is the knowing of the Lord. There is Christ being revealed in us. The Son of God being revealed in His house, being magnified in His house. The house coming to be identified with one name and one name only. The I am that I am. Christ, the Son of God. Amen. Amen. Not some house. His house. Not somebody. His body. Not a body without a head. No, because the head came first. And after that, the body. Hallelujah. God revealing His Son. That's the adoption. That's the third term. Hallelujah. I'm pointing to this brother because of a question that he asked yesterday. I said there's three terms relating to our spiritual life. Baptism, new birth, adoption. Baptism, new birth, and Christ being revealed in us, which is the work of the Spirit, the purpose of the Spirit, the ever ongoing work of the Spirit, revealing the Son, magnifying the Son, conforming to the Son, transforming. The adoption. The Son having His place. See, the word adoption means placement of a son. But there's only one son here to have placement. It is the Father exalting His Son in you, revealing His Son in you, giving His Son placement as the head of His house, as the firstborn among many brethren. The adoption. Hallelujah. The purpose of salvation is the adoption. Yes. Paul says that in his first chapter of Ephesians. Chosen of God in Christ Jesus predestined unto the adoption, accepted in the beloved. Hallelujah. We are here in Christ that Christ may be exalted in us, that Christ may be revealed in us, that the fullness of God may be the measure that is working in us. Hallelujah. How is the measure increased? It is increased in the knowledge of the Son. It is increased in the comprehension of Christ. Because the fullness is in Him. To know Him is to increase the measure. Hallelujah. But salvation is only as real to us as the measure of Christ that is working in us. To some, salvation is simply and only the forgiveness of sins. That's the measure that is working in them. Oh, hon. That's not the fullness. That's not the fullness. Sin doesn't get past the door. There's fullness in here. There's life in here. There is abundant life in here. Abundant life is the fullness of Christ. I come, we're still in John 10, have been all week. I come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. You see, in that very statement, Jesus said, I come to live in you, and to live in you to the measure of my fullness. That you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. Glory to God. Now it would be good to have another conference, another week, another whatever, and we would just look now at the fullness. Life and abundant life. But I will tell you this. The measure of life is Christ. The true measure of abundant life is not what we are getting.
No es lo que estamos recibiendo.
It is what we are sharing with others.
Lo que estamos dando a otros.
Abundant life,
vida abundante,
is the measure you share. It's the measure that flows out from you. It's the river of life that cannot be measured. Hallelujah. I jump way ahead and just say that because I know we're not getting there. But shame, disgrace upon those people who would say That abundant life is how much you can get. You have all fullness in you. That you may know Him,
a fin de conocerle,
that the measure may be increased,
tiene que conocerle para que la medida incremente,
till we all come in the unity of the faith,
hasta que todos lleguemos a la unidad de la fe,
the knowledge of the Son of God,
el conocimiento del Hijo de Dios,
to a full-grown man,
hasta ser un varón perfecto,
to the measure
a la medida
of the stature
de la estatura
of the fullness of Christ.
De la plenitud de Cristo.
That's what growing up in Him is all about.
De eso se trata crecer.
That's Ephesians, the fourth chapter, verse 13. Hallelujah. Verse 13, 14, 15. This is the purpose. All fullness is yours. The veil is done away. The fullness is there. Paul says, I'm praying for you. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm praying for you. Why? To the measure of fullness. I'm praying for you that the eyes of your understanding would be enlightened. That the veil would be done away. That God would give you the spirit of wisdom. I'm praying that you would come to comprehend with all saints. What is the length and the breadth and the depth and the height? The fullness of God in Christ. It's right there where we're reading. It's right there in Ephesians
3.
So abundant life is not getting more. It's not getting more things. It's not having more. Fullness is in you. That you may come to the measure till Christ be formed in you. How? The Spirit revealing, opening your eyes, taking away the veil, enabling you to walk, revealing Christ, transforming empty into full. The measure of Christ. Oh, hallelujah. So then what is abundant life? I'm going to say it again. It's the measure that's flowing out of you. It's flowing out of fullness. It's flowing out of fullness. Abundant life is what you share. It's the life you give to others. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, honey. Not what you get. It's what you give. That's abundant life. That's the river of life. That's the river of life. Hallelujah. There's no end to it. There's no limit to it. My Lord. Oh, hallelujah. I love this thing. I love this. I love it. There's no end to it. There's no end to the sharing of it. We just run out of time, but we never run out of sharing. We never run out of fullness. All you preach is Christ. There's nothing else to preach. All the fullness is in Him. Hallelujah. And it's real. It's real. You're here now. He's in you now. It's real now. You can know Him now. Hallelujah. It's real. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's real. It's real. Well, at least we introduced the subject. And my sincere prayer is that you will begin to experience the fullness. That you won't set limits on it. Because the fullness is Christ. That you won't shut this door. The door of your heart. He hasn't shut this one. The I am door is open. He opened it in His death. It's open. It leads to the fullness of all that is in Christ. Here we encounter the resurrection, the reconciliation, the restoration, all things worked in you by the Spirit, even the fullness of Christ. Unless we draw the curtain over our heart, unless we close the door. But even then, our gracious Lord, our unspeakable God, even then, He'll knock on it. And He'll say, if you just open the door, I will come in. I will come in. I will commune with you. I'm just saying, hon, don't close that door. Don't draw the veil. Because when you do, it's against Him that you do it. It isn't against me. It's against Him. It's against Him that you do it. Just open the heart. Just open the heart. Just set our desire to know Him. Somebody says, how do we see Christ? How do we come to this revealing of Christ? There's not 5 steps. There's not 10 steps. It's a heart matter. It's a love matter. It's just taking the veil. It's just opening my heart. It is the Father's good pleasure to reveal the Son. If we will just turn, the turning is in our heart. And just make bare our own heart. Hiding nothing, keeping back nothing. That the Son be revealed. Hallelujah. There may be some burning, there may be some consuming. But all that does is make room for the increase of Him. In fact, it comes by the increase of Him. He may reveal some things in you. That's all right. Just say, Lord, take it away. Take it away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just fill my soul. Just fill my soul. Hallelujah. It's a heart affair, hon. It's an affair of the heart. That Christ may dwell in your hearts. That His faith would fill your heart. That the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ would shine in your heart, would fill your heart, would transform your soul, working in you the measure of His fullness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we'll stop here. This is just an overview, but I am confident that the Spirit of the Lord will feed the hungry soul. It is His good pleasure to do so. Blessed be the Lamb of God. The door to fullness. What is that? Not I, but Christ. That's what it is. But how great that is. How all-consuming that is. Well, may you and I be consumed together. Hallelujah. In the fullness of Him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to personally thank my brother for being here. The only thing I could have said without him was hola. Maybe. ¿Cómo está? But he has enabled me to share Christ with you, and I thank him for it.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. All right. The Lord bless.